if you look at the basis of the 90 minutes, you're not happy. And I think there's a lot in the game first half. They score, I think it's a deflection. That's what my goalkeeper's telling me. But I think second half, we get into them a bit in the dressing room. You have to come here. If you come to a club like Sunderland, you have to have belief. You have to have character. And I think we showed that a little bit in second half. I think we should win the second half more than 1-0. So in the balance of that, I think we're unfortunate with a replay. But we don't kid ourselves. It'll be as tough in the replay as it was here. The disappointing thing at half-time was we'd worked on a plan for most of the week how to play here today. And we didn't activate that plan at possibly any stage in the first half. So you have to strip it back to basics. We did that at half-time. We stripped it back to basics. We went through again what we've worked on and the other part of the week and how we wanted to respond and play like that. And to be fair, I think in large parts we played like that second half. We know we'll do battle again in 10 days' time. It'll be as tough as it was today. So they're full of good players. You know, you're going to need to look at bringing Watmore off the bench. You know, last time I seen that kid against me, he was going for 10 or 15 million. So that was lovely to see him back. If we came alive second half because we pressed the ball and therefore you only gets the ball to his feet, and that's he's a real asset when he's got his ball at his feet in those little pockets. And I think if you're a footballer and you play for Sunderland Football Club, it doesn't matter if you step out there in front of 3 people or 30,000, you have to be motivated to play. Such a wonderful place to come.